This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
It's a 40 hadith, so you should probably all should be familiar with this hadith, where the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam said, "Ittaqullah haythuma kunt." Fear Allah wherever you are. Have taqwa for Allah wherever you may be. Taqwa is that thing that you carry with you. We've been talking about it all. We're going to talk about it all month, inshallah. Taqwa is that one thing that you carry with you, like grabbing your car keys or your cell phone or your wallet. Taqwa is that one thing that you should never go anywhere without. And then the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam said, when you commit a sayyat, when you commit a sin, follow it up with a hasanat. Whenever you commit a sin, which we all do, قُلْ لِبَنِي آدَمْ خَطَّى, that all of the sons of Adam, all the children of Adam sin. Al-khayra'ina tawwabun, the best of those who are those who repent. So whenever you commit a sin, follow it up with a good deed. The reason why we do this is the Prophet ﷺ said, because one wipes out the other. The good deeds wipe out the bad deeds. You have to look at it like an account. Yeah, you have a bank account, right? You make withdrawals and you make deposits. That's all you do with your bank account. And purchases, of course. But mostly you're making withdrawals or you're making deposits into it. Your hasanat are deposits into your bank account of good deeds on the Day of Judgment. Your sayyat are withdrawals. They're withdrawals from that good account on the Day of Judgment. They become weight. So the goal is to keep an accounting of yourself, of how many hasanat am I putting into my account and how many sayyat am I putting into my account, so that you can hopefully, inshallah ta'ala, meet Allah on the Day of Judgment with a positive balance. That's the goal, is to meet Him with a positive balance, that your hasanat outweigh your sayyat, because they are more weighty. And we are in the month of the most weighty of deeds. This month, every deed is multiplied. So this is a time where you can rack your bank account full, inshallah ta'ala. This is the month. So if you want to pray more in this month. Giving in charity, give more in this month. Reading the Quran, read more in this month. Do things in the month of Ramadan more than any other time. And just like we just came up with and we'll come up with again, the 10 days of Dhul Hijjah again are days where deeds are racked up and multiplied. So Allah has given us so many opportunities to fill our bank account of good deeds on the Day of Judgment. But the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam said, if you do a good deed, follow it with a bad deed. If you do a bad deed, follow it up with a good deed, because one wipes out the other. Then he said, wal khalqin annas bi khulqin hasan. And when you deal with the people, when you deal with people, deal with them with goodness. Deal with them in a way that is hasan. He ended it with this, subhanAllah. After starting by saying, fear Allah, there's 3 points to this hadith that are beautiful. He first said, fear Allah wherever you are. It doesn't matter even if you're alone, by yourself. No one knows anything about what you're doing. Allah is al-basir. He sees everything. You are never away. You cannot find a place on this earth where you can hide from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have to remember that. Even if no one else sees, Allah knows. The second thing, the Prophet ﷺ gave us a beautiful advice, that if you do a bad deed, then go do a good deed right after it. If you know that you've done something wrong, follow it up by doing something good. Maybe you wrong someone by speaking ill about them. Speak good about them today. Maybe you committed a sin yesterday and you want to repent for it today. Give some charity today. Do something good, because the good deeds are heavier. They're heavier than the evil deeds. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves the good deeds. So put a good deed behind it and it will erase that bad deed that you did yesterday. It's all about checks and balances for ourselves. And then lastly, he gave us a beautiful advice. And when you deal with people, deal with them in goodness. Have goodness towards everyone. That is everyone. He said, annas, mankind. When you deal with people, deal with them with goodness. The Muslim should never be an always angry person, an always, on edge person. And I've said this so many times, that I am so thankful that I met Islam before I met Muslims. And I say that with a grain of salt. I am so thankful I met this religion before I met the people of this religion. Because if it would have come from just meeting the people of Islam, I probably would not have become a Muslim. It's just a stark fact. Because of the way we treat one another, the way we deal with one another. Look at it. How many of you have made Umrah? You've made Hajj. You go to Mecca. Look how we behave. Even around the most sacred house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I've seen people get knocked out cold. Literally, trying to get to the Hajar al-Aswad. I've seen women get trampled over. And then we ask, why does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala treat us in the way that He did? Our Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam said, treat everyone with goodness. That also means your non-Muslim neighbor. That also means your co-worker. That also means everybody that you run into in the streets. They should see from you the epitome of the life of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. Yes, he dealt with people in a manner that they deserved. Yes, he had enemies. But is it, let me ask you a question. Is it ever said anywhere in the seerah that he was rude? Anywhere. Was he ever rude? One time he did something. One time he did something. And Allah revealed an entire surah about it. What is it? عَبَّسَ وَتَوَلَّى. One time all he did, and he did it for good reason. He was sitting with some very noble people of the Quraysh, and he thought that if I can get them some attention and they can understand this religion, it will give honor to it. And a blind man came to him, and he simply just ignored him and turned his face towards them, and Allah revealed immediately, عَبَّسَ وَتَوَلَّى. He turned his face away. But beyond that, our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was never known to be rude. What is it said about him? He never passed anyone without a smile. Never. Never passed anyone without a smile. They used to always see a smile on his face. Even in his darkest of days, even in his worst of days, even all the things he was going through, because he understood that akhlaq, mannerism, this last part is about akhlaq. The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam in the Muwatta of Imam Malik said, I was not sent but to perfect your character, your akhlaq. I was sent to make your akhlaq hasan. And also the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam said that the most thaqeel, the most heavy thing that will go on your scale of deeds on the Day of Judgment. You know the mizan is part of the Day of Judgment, right? We talked about this in the khutbah. First, you'll be given your book when you're resurrected. You'll be given your book, and that book will contain everything that you've ever done. Some people's books will be massive, some people's books will be small. It doesn't matter the size. What is the matter? The weight. Because then the mizan is brought, and they are put on the scale. And the weight of them is what matters. The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam said, the most thaqeel thing, the most heavy thing, that will go on your scale of deeds on the Day of Judgment. Is it your salah? Yes or no? No. It's not your salah. Is it your zakat? No. Is it your siyam? No. Is it your hajj? No. What is it? Husnul khuluq. Your good manners. He said, your good manners are the most heavy thing that will go on your scale of deeds on the Day of Judgment. This is why when I've traveled overseas, especially when I've gone to Malaysia. Anybody here ever been to Malaysia? Raise your hand. You've been to Malaysia. You can back me up. Some of the most great-charactered people on this planet, for the Muslim world especially. Their mannerism is impeccable. I've been there so many times. It is one of the places when I'm invited to go, no problem. Let's go, because I know that that is one place on this earth I don't ever have to worry about being treated improperly. They treat guests with honor the way that the Arabs used to treat their guests. And I say this all the time when I'm in Malaysia. I was just there last Ramadan. I said, what maybe some normal you everyday Malaysians might lack in knowledge or whatever not. I said, your manners are going to make up for it on the Day of Judgment. Your manners are going to make up for it. The way you treat people, the honor that you have, the honesty that you have, the righteousness that you have, just the way you deal with your average human being is going to be so weighty on the Day of Judgment that I guarantee you they're going to find a lot of Malaysians as your neighbors on the Day of Judgment in Al-Jannah. The most weighty thing to put on your scale is good manners. So three lessons we learned today, inshallah ta'ala. Number one, take taqwa with you wherever you go. It's more important than your phone, your keys, your wallet, your kids. Don't forget them for sure, please, wherever you go, don't forget them. But you can forget all of that other stuff. I've lost my wallet many times. I've lost my keys many times. But you cannot lose your taqwa. Taqwa has to go with you wherever you go as a protection. It's that shield that prevents you from so many things in this life. Number two, if you commit a sin, do a good deed right after. Don't let shaitan play with you and think that, oh, I committed a sin yesterday. What kind of hypocrite am I trying to do good today? That is the trick of shaitan, to try to tell you, oh, you were a sinner yesterday and now you want to try to be a good Muslim today? Look at you. It's called imposter syndrome. Don't allow shaitan to play with you like that. No. Overcome that and do a good deed today. If you did something bad yesterday, make up for it. And number three, when you deal with people, deal with them with goodness. Be good to people all the time. I told you this and I've said it so many times. And if I'm here for the next 10 years, you'll hear this so much that when, inshallah ta'ala, when I'm dead and gone in the grave, you young people that outlive me, you'll hear this ringing in your ear in my voice. Treat each other the way you want Allah to treat you when you stand in front of Him on the Day of Judgment. That is for me a core value. Treat every single human being, especially every single Muslim, the same way you want Allah to treat you when you stand in front of Him on the Day of Judgment. When you're begging Him for mercy, when you're begging Him to forgive you, when you're asking Him all of those sins I committed, all that wrong I did against you, just overlook it and forgive me for it and give me Jannah anyway. Treat other people with that same goodness, inshaAllah ta'ala, and you will find the essence of taqwa. Barakallahu feekum, wassalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.